Today's reading begins in 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 18, and then we are going to continue into 1 Kings chapter 1. So we're starting in 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 18. And Gad came that day to David and said to him, "Go up, raise an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Arauna the Jebusite." So David went up at Gad's word, as the Lord commanded. And when Arauna looked down, he saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Arauna went out and paid homage to the king with his face to the ground. And Arauna said, "Why is my lord the king come to his servant?" David said, "To buy the threshing floor from you, in order to build an altar to the Lord, that the plague may be averted from the people." Then Arauna said to David, "Let my lord the king take and offer up what seems good to him. Here are the oxen for the burnt offering, and the threshing sledges, and the yokes of the oxen for the wood. All this, O king, Arauna gives to the king." And Arauna said to the king, "May the Lord your God accept you." But the king said to Arauna, "No, but I will buy it from you for a price. I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God that cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord responded to the plea for the land, and the plague was averted from Israel. 1 Kings chapter 1. Now David was old and advanced in years, and although they covered him with clothes, he could not get warm. Therefore his servants said to him, "Let a young woman be sought for my lord the king, and let her wait on the king and be in his service. Let her lie in your arms, that my lord the king may be warm." So they sought for a beautiful young woman throughout all the territory of Israel, and found Abishag the Shunammite, and brought her to the king. The young woman was very beautiful, and she was of service to the king and attended to him, but the king knew her not. Now Adonijah the son of Haggith exalted himself, saying, "I will be king." And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. His father had never at any time displeased him by asking, "Why have you done thus and so?" He was also a very handsome man, and he was born next after Absalom. He conferred with Joab the son of Zeruiah and Abiathar the priest, and they followed Adonijah and helped him. But Zadok the priest and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada and Nathan the prophet and Shimei and Rai and David's mighty men were not with Adonijah. Adonijah sacrificed sheep, oxen, and fattened cattle by the serpent's stone, which is beside Enrogel. And he invited all his brothers, the king's sons, and all the royal officials of Judah, but he did not invite Nathan the prophet, or Benaniah, or the mighty men, or Solomon his brother. That completes our reading for today, another short reading, but I think it's a very important reading. David shows us a very important principle about serving God. Arauna was willing to just hand over everything that was needed for this sacrifice to God, from the threshing floor itself, to the materials for the altar, to the sacrifice. And that would have meant that he was the one making the sacrifice. In other words, it was costing him something. And David tells him, "No, I'm not going to offer a sacrifice that doesn't cost me anything." Serving God is not a matter of convenience, a matter of ease. Serving God is a sacrifice. And it will cost us something to truly serve him. It will cost us in terms of turning away from certain desires of the flesh that we have that would lead us into sinful behavior. It will cost us perhaps in terms of people that might be close to us that we might have to stop associating with because of their influence, or that might turn away from us because of the changes that we make in our lives. There are many, many things that could be listed as possible costs of discipleship to Jesus. We need to be ready to pay that cost, because in comparison to what we receive from God, it is but very little. And then our reading went into Kings, 1 Kings, and we see David in his old age. A common ailment of not being able to get warm, less blood circulation, those types of things that happen when one gets older. They had already tried various measures to try to help keep him warm, and they were unsuccessful. So they found this young woman that would be a servant to him to keep him warm. And it says that he did not know her. This was not a sexual relationship at all. This was simply her serving in this capacity to be at his side and help him to stay warm. We have no details about her. We have no information about this relationship outside of what was written here. But I can imagine that they had some interesting conversations. Can you imagine being a servant in a kingdom and suddenly you're with the king all the time? That would be interesting. And then finally we had Adonijah that begins to set himself up planning to be king. He doesn't consult his father. He just goes out and begins doing these things. And those that did not approve of what he was doing, he did not invite along the way. So we will complete that part of the story in tomorrow's reading. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.